From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the coup in Burkina Faso comes to an end. The coup leader has apologized to the country and says he plans to hand over power to a civilian government. In a statement Monday, General Gilbert Diendéré said he will step down as the country's de facto leader at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States. The regional group is holding an emergency summit in Nigeria's capital Tuesday to discuss the situation. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday that significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about his trip to Iran that included visiting the Parchin military site that has been a key focus of the investigation. Pope Francis Monday visited the Cuban city of Holguín. It was the second stop on a tour of the island nation. It came a day after the Pope met with Fidel and Raúl Castro, the brothers who have ruled Cuba since 1959. The Pope next visits several other Cuban cities before flying Tuesday to the United States. The United States is reportedly considering abstaining from a potential UN General Assembly vote calling for an end to a long-standing trade embargo against Cuba. President Barack Obama publicly urged the U.S. Congress to lift the U.S. embargo on Cuba, but lawmakers in the Republican-led Congress have taken no major steps to do that. The Associated Press reports the U.S. will consider abstaining from voting against a U.N. resolution on ending the embargo if the text is different from previous versions. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned China on Monday that China-sponsored cyber espionage is a major stumbling block to U.S.-China relations. Speaking in Washington, she said such spying must stop. The comments come just 3 days ahead of a state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is urging the 28-nation bloc to quit quarreling over how to relocate thousands of asylum seekers. Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn met Monday with skeptical leaders from Eastern Europe, but was unable to reach an agreement.
I think that we understood each other, and we understood also that we have still some issues to solve.
EU Justice and Interior Ministers are to meet Tuesday. EU leaders hold a summit Wednesday. European Parliament President Martin Schulz said he fears the EU summit will end in discord. The International Commission of Inquiry on Syria is calling on states to curb the flow of weapons to combatants. Lisa Schlein reports.
In a hard-hitting emotional presentation, Commission Chair Paulo Sergio Pinheiro told members of the UN Council that Syria has fallen apart before their eyes.
This rending of a nation is the price of doing nothing made manifest.
Pinheiro said all warring parties are deliberately targeting civilians who are the primary victims of this vicious conflict. He described government bombardments of civilian areas and indiscriminate shelling by anti-government armed groups. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate the actions of their country's armed forces in and around Syria to prevent an unintended military confrontation. Kenyan students have been absent from school since the beginning of the month due to a national teacher strike. Jill Craig has more.
The Kenyan government has ordered public and private schools across Kenya closed as a national teacher strike reaches its third week. Many private schools are ignoring the order issued Friday, but public schools are unable to do so. Teachers and students are waiting for the Kenya National Union of Teachers and the government to resolve salary issues. The Supreme Court previously ordered a 50% to 60% pay increase for teachers, but the government of President Uhuru Kenyatta argues teachers are paid well enough already and it does not have funds available to fulfill the court's mandate. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Prospects for a UN-sponsored power-sharing agreement in Libya dimmed Monday as heavy fighting erupted in the city of Benghazi. Two rival governments are vying to control the country. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.